Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Well, yesterday we were talking about the movie production code, the do's and the do nots, what you could do and what you couldn't do concerning movies that were released on the populace. We'll talk a little bit about that today, and then I want to get over to Reckoning Stone. It's one of my favorites. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess, and you know her as Stephanie Joy. And, folks, if you're new to the Sons of Liberty, you need to know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, and we're the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, and we're the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook pages, which are Sons of Liberty Radio. Listen carefully, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to Bradley Dean double E, two different websites, one personal, one fan page. Again, that is Bradley Dean, double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, again, double E. Bradley Dean 1, double E on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And as George Washington, the first president of the United States, rightly said, I say it over and over and over again, so it gets in there, right?
Really embedded deeds, into the soil of
yes,
your heart.
Deeds, not words, my friends.
I like
folks,
that.
This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? Do help us understand.
Well, I'm going to help you understand. The reason why that is, ladies and gentlemen, is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm trying to think of how many exciting ways I can say that line over and over and over again. I'll try to say it really differently tomorrow. See how many new times and new ways I can think of saying that line. But it is true. We want the mind of Christ and we want the heart of God. Now, we've talked about America before and some fascinating facts surrounding our country, but there's a few more that I'd like to share with you today that most of you probably do not know. Now, this is interesting. What language do we speak here in America?
English.
We speak English, right? Now,
well, some of us do.
Some of us
speak jive.
Yeah, some of us speak gibberish.
Right.
But
That's a graduation student out of one of the public high schools in America today.
That's a bad place to be.
It is.
But, you know, although English is the most commonly spoken language in the United States of America, no, quote, official national language exists. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I
don't think English in America is actually proper English. When you speak of the English spoken in the proper tongue, mm-hmm. you have to go overseas because these people are witty and they are smart. And, by the way, most of them speak old English, and old English is proper.
Right.
And by the way, when you read my commentary,
yes.
there's a lot of old English in there, and it's not purpose, but that's what I read all the time
mm-hmm.
because I study the preachers that knew God, that didn't talk about God only,
right.
but they knew God.
Mm-hmm.
But their slang was awesome.
You definitely have that old English, which
great.
We shall be doing this and that.
Great stuff in every sense of the word. If you're listening to that saw in the background, it's actually my right leg being cut off right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
there's blood everywhere. Are you
yeah.
okay? Bad. Oh, such violence here in the Sons of Liberty. All right, now I've got another little tidbit for you. In addition to its mainland, Louisiana or Louisiana, depending upon where you're
Louisiana.
From. Louisiana, that's yes. better. Consists of 2,482 islands that cover nearly 1.3 million acres. Can you believe that?
Where's this now?
Louisiana.
Wow.
Louisiana, it consists of 2,482 islands that cover nearly 1.3 million. There goes your other leg.
Yes, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's
all right.
Totally gone.
Okay, now this is interesting. Pilgrim's Pride. Did you know that about 35 million Americans share their DNA with at least one of the 102 pilgrims who arrived aboard the Mayflower in 1620?
Well, of course.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, I had to start with Adam, right?
We're all linked up to Adam.
That's
somehow.
Right. There's our family tree, the genealogy.
Yeah,
comes
and we had Noah,
him.
But yeah. Noah came from Adam, so it all goes back to Adam. Anyway.
Of course.
Of course.
Yes.
Now.
And where did Adam come from?
The Lord, from the dust of the earth.
That's right.
And where did Eve come
from?
And
when they die, where do they go back to?
The dust of the earth.
Isn't that interesting how that works?
So it just kind of comes around and goes back right back down.
I guess
except for your soul, which either goes to heaven or hell.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, now, where are you driving right now? Some of you guys are out in your car. If you are driving on U.S. Highway 550 in Colorado, you should know that it became known as the Million Dollar Highway because its roadbed was paved with low-grade gold ore.
Really?
Yeah, so...
You know, I do, you know, you got me thinking about something different. I just got back from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, I noticed that they had all these tolls. And I'm just kind of curious because my little boy said, Dad, why are we paying for tolls? And I said, I know, it's pretty interesting that the taxpayers pay for the roads in the first place. And then these bureaucrats, they get in there through these politicians, through lobbying them. And then they want to come up with some, like, special privilege road as if to say the taxpayers didn't pay for it in the first place. And then they want to tax them again on top of that. So we have to pay for the toll roads that we ourselves have paid for in the first place.
Right.
I mean, where does it stop?
Right, tax on top of tax on top of tax.
Yes. Now they're taking one of my arms. I am
you're
so
gonna
sorry.
You're going to look very, very disgruntled by the end of this program. Now, okay, for those of you who are listening in Ohio, did you know that although Ohio is listed as the 17th state in the United States, it is technically the 47th because Congress forgot to vote on a resolution to admit
I mean, is
to
that, the
union in
okay, 1963. So is that after they forgot to read the Constitution?
I think they forgot a lot.
And I'm not. Hey, the joke is on us, right?
Yes, yeah. That's right. And now, if you live in New Jersey.
Now it's my left arm, but go ahead.
You're going to be just a pair by the time we're done with this. But
yes.
If you go to New Jersey is actually home to the world's highest roller coaster.
Okay. And what would that roller coaster be called? The chainsaw or the table saw?
They got such great height. It's got a nice picture on there.
Okay.
And finally, the last one. The British deployed the first rockets in America during the attack against Fort McHenry in the War of 1812. Francis Scott Key witnessed the attack and immortalized it in
what
a song.
What was the War of 1812 rightly called?
The War of 1812.
Thank you. All right.
And
I just want to confuse the issue.
Right. Immortalized it in a song he titled The Star Spangled Banner, and that song is now the national anthem of the United States of America.
Did you know that there are still flames on the side of the White House? When the British came back to attack it?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
yes. Yeah, yeah, they had a...
Pretty interesting stuff.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So some fascinating facts about the United States of America here today on the Sons of Liberty.
You know, what's interesting, folks, what you're hearing in the background, just really quick, we're actually adding on a little bit as to where we're at, our headquarters, our ministry headquarters. I like that headquarters, like Batman and Robin, their headquarters.
That's
you know?
Right. We got secrets.
This is our bat cave.
We got
right?
secrets,
but in
too.
Saying that, they didn't saw, for the most part, and they didn't pound
until
we got
started.
On the radio, and they don't have a clue as to the fact that we're on the radio right
now.
It's not their fault. I'm glad they're doing their job,
that's
right?
That's right.
We're getting the job done. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You can call us at any time, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about the issues of what's allowed and what's not allowed in Hollywood. And then I'm going to talk about reaping and sowing. I love the topic. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, yesterday we were actually talking about the topic of, well, what Hollywood does to the extremities. I mean, you know, I mean, if there's a movie that comes out of Hollywood, they just have to be cursing God. They just have to portray Christ as weak. They just have to portray God as some hater up in the sky that just doesn't like mankind. I mean, how does that work out when you look at here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a sacrifice or a propitiation for the sins of the world? That's their definition of hate. And I'll tell you why they call it hate is because they love their sin. God didn't give his law because he hates, friends. He gave his law because he loves. But let's go over to this really quick, because, again, they love to misrepresent Christianity. They love to mock God. It doesn't work too good for a country that continuously allows an industry or any governments to continuously inundate its people with godlessness and to attempt to set a people at war with God. It's just not good. But when you look at Hollywood, that's exactly what they're doing, is teaching the people how to commit the crime. When God said, thou shalt not, Hollywood says, no, go ahead and do what thou wilt, which, by the way, is the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. Now, to say that, to say this, if anybody's out there listening that has seen the movie The Passion of the Christ, for those that did not know, just to kind of highlight this really quick, it's interesting that when Mel Gibson actually brought that movie forth, The Passion of the Christ, he had to pay that movie and pay for that movie out of his own pocket, because Hollywood would not give him one red penny to actually promote or to create the movie The Passion of the Christ. Now, what's interesting about that is after 5 days of The Passion of the Christ being amongst the people, distributed amongst the people and the populace across the world, namely in America first, they made $125 million after the first day. And after 7 days, when The Passion of the Christ went overseas, after 7 days in the United States, it made $144.6 million. And after that movie went out overseas, it became the number one independent film ever in the history of mankind. How's that working out for Hollywood? Can you say God is not mocked in a positive? Another case in point, when Mel Gibson promoted that movie and produced that movie, did you know that when that money was paid out of his own pocket, after the first showing of The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson was, every cent that he put into that movie was repaid back to him and more. The very first showing, the very first day, friends. So God is not one to overlook work that is done in his name in any sense of the word as well. He repaid Mel Gibson to his face and to his pocket, as a matter of fact. Doesn't always work out that way, but in this particular situation, it did. When I went and seen that movie, The Passion of the Christ, I noticed they had these warning signs, and it stated to notice to moviegoers that this is what it was. It was a warning sign telling the parents to know what's inside of the film before their kids actually enter in to see the movie The Passion of the Christ. Now, I'm not an old man yet. I'm catching up to the wise. But in saying that, I also want you to keep in mind that I'm not that young either, in the sense of I'm not in my teen years. And to say that, to say this, I've never seen one of these signs a day in my life. This is what it said. It said, notice to moviegoers, The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It's spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles, of course, so you can understand what they were saying during the movie. AMC, that's the movie theater owners, strongly advise parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to enter in. Now, I was doing a tea party at one particular point. I think it was in... We were out on the, I think, the East Coast. And some wise guy said, yeah, well, it's rated R because of the graphics of and the depictions of brutality. And I just stopped right there. And I said, oh, really? I said, sorry, are you telling me freedom is free? And he didn't know where I was going. I said, well, if you go to Arlington Cemetery, there's a lot of guys that were killed in the sacrifice of themselves to make sure and to ensure its people that we'd have something called freedom. So what's the problem with graphic depictions of brutality when we're speaking about the Son of God who bled Calvary to cover the sins of the world? See, folks, I want to tell you something. I'm on a little rabbit trail right now, but I want you to understand this is the problem right here. The American people are having problems with the younger generation, and namely we're having problems with the younger generations because there's problem with the older generations. Wisdom is justified by our children. If the older generation is complaining about the younger generation, they're complaining about their own reflection because they're the ones responsible for raising up that crop. So we don't blame the crop for being bad. We blame the people that allowed the seed to be planted in the first place, right? That's called taking responsibility. But in this particular case, it's interesting. If you want to empty out the prisons, the correctional facilities, the jail cells, you want to give an answer to the dilemma that our youth are facing today, show them the price paid for their freedoms. And to the church, speaking of spiritual things, show them Christ crucified. Because once you begin to show them the price paid for the freedoms that we have, both in the natural and in the spiritual, that's what's going to love them straight, not hate them straight. See, God died on the cross through his Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile himself unto us and unto him, us unto him. That's called atonement, at one ment. Okay, so let me get back to this point again. What does Hollywood promote? Because we're talking about the hypocrisy, what Hollywood promotes, so on and so forth. Hollywood promotes nothing but sex, a little sex and a whole lot of sex. Murder, a little murder and a whole lot of murder. They love murder. Isn't that interesting? Everything that God says thou shalt not do, Hollywood says go ahead and do what you want to do. They even promote cannibalism, friends. Now, speaking of The Passion of the Christ, when I went to see that movie, The Passion of the Christ, it was rated R because of the sequences of violence. It had a warning sign. Again, I never seen these before. Other movies that were playing during The Passion of the Christ were Monster. This one had strong violence, sexual content, and pervasive language, yet there was no warning sign, and that was rated R, friends, just think. Huh. How does that work out? Calendar Girls, you know, on the cover of this movie, it has a picture of a college-age girl undressing and a little boy looking through a window looking at the girl. Isn't that sweet, friends? Look at the innuendo. Look at the suggestive content. Calendar Girls, nudity, language, drug-related material. But, friends, that was PG-13, and again, there was no warning sign. Man, you want to talk about hypocrites to the core? What about this one? They had a movie at the same time playing as The Passion of the Christ. This was called 21 Grams. What do you think that one's about, friends? Language, sexuality, drug use, and violence. Again, friends, no warning sign. I want to interject this thought as to what Samuel Adams rightly said. He said, well, the people are virtuous, moral friends. They cannot be subdued. See, I like to share this with people all across the country because Hollywood is helping along the corrupt political system. Because if I can demoralize a people, friends, I can control that people. But our forefathers, this one being one of the sons of liberty, Samuel Adams, he said, well, the people are virtuous. They cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. That's exactly right. So to counter the hypocrisy of Hollywood, what do you think of my sign? It's the notice to moviegoers should state, AMC and filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about the film industry and who's behind the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. Folks, just answer my question. What was the last movie Hollywood put out where they didn't curse God? They go out of their way to curse God, which only shows you, friends, you know, they're not cursing Muhammad. They're not cursing Dalai Lama. They're not cursing Hare Krishna. They're cursing the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is only an attestation, friends, of the fact that he's still alive, which he is. He is alive forevermore. If he wasn't, then what are they angry with? Who are they fighting against? And it only shows you what Scripture tells us again, friends, that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And what is it that they say? They always show their disgust at whatever they're angry with by cursing God. When in fact, they don't realize you can't curse a just and a holy God. That curse falls back upon themselves. Remember, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Let me also show you on the other side of this, that the G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films are. See, friends, it's not about the money, because Hollywood has plenty of money. That's what's incredible about all of this. It's not about money. It's about the indoctrination. It's about the demoralization of a new generation so they can be controlled. Folks, G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films, yet R-rated films are released 12 times more than G-rated films? Well, then what's it about? G-rated films make $92.3 million on average, while R-rated films make $17.9 million on average. We were talking about this yesterday, about what you could say and what you couldn't say. It's called the Motion Picture Production Code, Provisions of the Code, what you could say, what you couldn't say, what you could do, and what you couldn't do. Did you know that all the way up until 1946, Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America, you could not say nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk during a movie? Is that what's going on in America through Hollywood today? Absolutely not. They counter everything God commands, friends. And where would that be coming from, do you think? We're going to take a quick break here. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, you got us ranking at number 2 on Genesis Communication Networks. Don't be shy. In other words, I know you're listening. You got 53 countries that are tuning in right now and across the United States of America, from the East Coast to the West Coast, all the way up to Texas, actually down to Texas, up to Minnesota, which, by the way, in the state of Minnesota today is absolutely gorgeous out. It's just gorgeous. But in saying that, do give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, talking about the hypocrisy of Hollywood and what it is that they promote. And it's interesting how they continuously inundate the American people with a weak Christianity, which is completely the contrary of who Christ is. The Bible speaks of Jesus as one that spoke, as one that had authority and having authority, and not as describes the religious hypocrites of the day. And the Bible also talks about how he is the line of the tribe of Judah. And when you look in Scripture, you'll also see that his father, my father, is also a man of war. And we need to put this into perspective. As a matter of fact, when you look at the history of the church, it's nothing but victory. Remember when he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church? Well, here we are. And let me just answer that question for those that may have a question to my last statement. I'm sorry. Listen, God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, friends. Don't ever forget that. He always has been, and he always will. And that's why they call it in Scripture a fight of faith. It's a good fight of faith. And we have to, in the natural, what is the price of liberty? The eternal, speaking of liberty, I'm sorry, it's eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And we need to maintain our course. And Jesus said, to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So friends, don't look back. Stay your face as a flint towards heaven, because he will answer. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And we are seeking him for the very purpose for our posterity and our future, friends, as Americans. So back to this. Speaking of Hollywood again, in 1946, Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America. Listen carefully. Folks, you couldn't say nuts to you during a movie. You couldn't say dang during a movie. You couldn't say lousy during a movie. You couldn't even say jerk during a movie.
Now, what is it that they're not teaching the young people or those that actually, people that go to these movie theaters? What are they teaching them now? Everything contrary to what we used to have a standard, friends, and that standard has been lowered to man's carnal nature, to his debasedness. And so here we are. And if we want to tolerate it, then we're going to have to put up with it. But if we don't tolerate it, guess what? We don't have to put up with it. Then we don't have to tolerate it. And guess what we have? We have something called justice and judgment again. Also, up until 1946, during movies, if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be punished for his crimes. Listen to what I just said. If a crime was committed during a movie up until 1946, the criminal had to be punished for his crimes. Look at how far we've come. And speaking of Hollywood, again, just keep in mind how I said earlier, how they're working hand in glove with criminals, criminal politicians, corrupt government. Remember what Caesar said. He said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them. And he said, I can do whatever I want to do with them. And the way to do that is tain, look up the word entertain. Tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. So as long as I am entertaining you, guess what, friends? I'm controlling you. And what I want to do now is I'm trying to get over some of the obstacles that we have as far as the sound in the background. I really do apologize, friends. But we're just going through this process right now. In the process, I want to stay live, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I want to actually correlate what Hollywood promotes, because when you look at what Hollywood promotes today, you see that they promote, again, lawlessness, and they promote anarchy, and they promote submit to corrupt governments through movies as well. And they promote a lot of fear. And I just want to remind you that it was Thomas Jefferson said that when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And when the government fears the people, then you have liberty. Well, that's not at all what we're getting through Hollywood. We're getting a lot of political bends towards world government. As a matter of fact, case in point, look at this new movie that just came out, Captain America. They say it's very right on to what's going on in the present concerning Obama's kill list in America. And by the way, friends, just so you know, a little side note, when you begin to pay attention to what government does, I've shared with you so many times in the past that whenever this administration says something, look exactly to the contrary. Look behind him, because he's doing the exact opposite. When they're talking about a kill list in foreign countries, friends, it's not in a foreign country, it's in this country. And if you do a little homework on Captain America, friends, they're saying that that's exactly what they aligned the movie to as to what Obama is doing. And I guess this came directly from the director. So kudos to them if they're doing it for the right reasons, yeah? But what I want to do is I want to get over here, and I just kind of want to give you a little history, because when you look at what Hollywood promotes today, you have Hollywood teaching the young people and the old people how to commit adultery, cheat on mom and dad, whatever the case is, cheat on your spouse. They teach the young people how to fornicate, have sex before marriage, and then you have them promoting witchcraft. You have them promoting everything under the sun again, as to what God commands them not to do. And you have them promoting gun violence. It's absolutely amazing, the gun violence that Hollywood promotes. And here you have the politicians gun grabbing. So instead of the politicians being statesmen or stateswomen and doing their job and enforcing the laws, namely through those that are educating our young people and our old people in this country through Hollywood, they wait until they actually commit the crime. And then what they do after the crime is actually committed, they want to take away the guns. Now, I know that we've talked about this in the past quite a bit, but are you reaping the fruit of a righteous nation, friends, by allowing Hollywood to promote what they promote? Or are you reaping a curse? Or are you reaping a blessing, friends? Let me put it that way. You're reaping a curse. Because, you have a government right hand in glove with these corrupt directors and so on and so forth, those creeps behind the directors and the movies that are coming out through Hollywood on a daily basis that are hand in glove with politicians. And what they're trying to do, they're trying to enslave America. Friends, call it for what you will, not a conspiracy theory, just a fact. When you have a government trying to take away their guns, that's the very remedy for a corrupt government to actually enslave its people. Just ask George Mason about that when he said that during the revolutionary times in our country. But let's get over to this, because I know that some just say, well, you just don't believe in the Bible. You don't believe in reaping and sowing. Well, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? So let's look at history, if you will. if you see if this law is not true. So Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but was drowned himself. Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians, and soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Valens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burnt alive, but did you know that he was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where he was burned alive? Alexander VI was poisoned by wine that he had prepared for another. Just talking about how God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. But when we go over to Henry III of France, did you know that he was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants? Man, you know, when you look in Scripture, you can see that King David prayed that the Lord would send forth a holy angel and that they would fall upon their own swords before the righteous. And we can see that through history. Or what about this one? King David also prayed that, Lord, you'd cause them to be taken by the cords of their own iniquity. Or they would be taken by the nets that they privily laid. See, what they contrive in silent quarters, friends, God will expose in the light. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Have you noticed how Scripture lines up to what's going on in America? You ever wonder why corruption in America is being exposed constantly? Even those that mean to hide themselves behind their crimes, namely, again, this administration? Isn't it interesting that in the Spirit, the law is perpetual? It's always at work. It's always exposing crime. Who is that? That is the hand of God. That is the Spirit of God. In America, let me tell you something. This is called mercy to you. When God exposes crimes, let's say again in this administration concerning government, when that crime is committed, it first starts with us and then it starts with others. We can't correct others until we first correct ourselves, right? But when those crimes are being committed and they're being exposed for what they are, God is saying, okay, there's my light. I just expose darkness. Here are the criminals. Now, church, stand up and deal with the crime. You see how that works? Justice is the guardian of liberty. It's a mercy of God. Did you also know that the Bible says that all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do? As a matter of fact, I tell my little boys quite a bit, it's interesting that God knows the very hairs, the numbers of hairs on our head. And there's not a sparrow that will not fall on this globe that your heavenly Father does not see. That's pretty crazy stuff, isn't it? The Bible also says that he's the governor of the nations, and he created all things. So when we begin to think about that, how is it that we're going to try to get one over on him who sees all things naked and open? And I don't care who you are. See, when you look at history, and I know I'm talking about the history of, you know, some back in the 16s, the 15s, the 14s, all the way up to the 17s, the 1800s. And speaking of reaping and sowing, I know what I'm talking about because if I go over to the dictators of the day, how did it work out for them? Let's go back over to Adolf Hitler. He's everybody's favorite for some reason as being the bad guy. But when we look at Adolf Hitler, let's go ahead and look at how far did it get him? What was his end? Did it work? No, it wasn't. It was brought forth to the light, wasn't it? God had a people that would stand up and deal with them. Who was that? That was America. That still loved common law enough, God's Mosaic institution enough, to establish and magnify the laws against a criminal named Adolf Hitler and the Germans that went and that were in cahoots with him, his little minions. Just think if it wasn't for a righteous people to stand up and deal with a Hitler, where we would be. But that's not my point. My point is, when we look back at Adolf Hitler, look what he tried to implement. And I just ask for any of those that are trying to get one over on a just and holy God, how's that working out for dictators? How's it working out? You reap what you sow. And it's not just dictators, it's individuals as well, namely people. And I'm not talking about just governments, and it happens in the church as well. When you read the prophets in the Bible, it was the prophets that were sent forth to expose the church and the government, friends, at the same time. Through and through. We're going to take a quick break. I want to talk about the duck hunters right when we come back, talking about reaping and sowing, bringing about a correlation. Sons of Liberty.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text.
Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine.
My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling
author, and I want
to
give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends. 1-866. Got some phone calls again. Were they not sticking to topic, Chase?
Just a lot of information.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, not quite. So.
What's the name of their radio show? We get posts all the time. You know, you need to talk about this. You need to talk about that. I know, guys. I get it. Sometimes it gets to the point of overload as far as what we need to deal with because we see we're being inundated on a 24/7 basis in the United States of America here. So we're doing our best, friends, but I want to talk about relevant things, relevance, not irrelevant. I want to talk about relevant things, and I also want to be thought-provoking. I want you to think about things that you've never thought about, namely where you're going when you leave this planet. And I want to talk about spiritual things, and everything that we talk about on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com here is always bringing you to just that. I want you to understand that this isn't a game. We're on testing grounds, friends, and we're caught in a war. And we're either going to win the war or we're going to lose the war. And speaking of the war, we've been talking about what Hollywood promotes. Oh, they always got to paint a picture of Christ as, you know, some little pansy walking around with pink little booties smacking sheep on the backside, which in fact, folks, he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The scripture tells us that he is the captain of our salvation, we're made perfect through suffering. So in saying all that, friends, I wanted to bring about the correlation of history. And we're looking at Hollywood throw all these corrupt seeds into the field of America, and America stands back and allows them. As a matter of fact, America is supporting Hollywood to destroy itself. And by the way, those that are in Hollywood, they're destroying themselves too. They're just too blind to see and know the difference right now. And then what I did is I brought you over to some of the stats and how hypocritical Hollywood is, and then we started to talk about reaping and sowing. Because some people believe, well, they just say, well, I just don't believe what the Bible says. And I said, well, you don't have to believe what the Bible says, but you don't have to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one? And I bring that to Scripture where it says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. It doesn't matter if you believe or not, friends. It's common sense. It's just an issue of opening up our eyes.
I left off with Henry III of France, who was stabbed in the same chamber where he'd helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants, those that were protesting his corrupt government. What about Marie Antoinette riding to Notre Dame and her cathedral for her bridal? She bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of procession. She could not endure the sight of these miserable ones, said Marie Antoinette. And soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. Here's another one, sowing and reaping. When Fallon was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." And afterwards, the mob, maddened with rage, caught Fallon in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass. Now do you see why corrupt government officials, namely those corrupt individuals that are controlling the minions, as you know, this administration, again, you know, there's people behind them, right, pulling the strings, right? Being a little facetious, but I'm being serious as well. See, they act like they're above the law, and they live accordingly, too, friends. Now, let's take this over to a... Wow. Well, let's take this reaping and sowing over to a individual level. And I'll bring you to a true story where there was two men who went duck hunting 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened. And they brought with them a brand new truck, a retriever, that would be a little doggy, and a couple sticks of dynamite. Now, when they got out to the lake, they noticed that they had a problem because the lake was completely frozen over. So one of them had a great idea. He would go back to his brand new truck, grab a stick of dynamite, go back to the lake, throw it as far as he could possibly throw it to the center of the lake, blow a hole so he could put down the little decoys, you know, the fake little duckies. And as all the ducks descend, they would have a heyday shooting at all the little ducks that did descend. So, this is what they did. The one that threw the stick of dynamite, he had a problem because as he threw the dynamite, he noticed that his little retriever ran right after the stick of dynamite, put it in his mouth, and as faithful as that retriever was, he started to run back to guess who, friends? His owner. And I want to tell you something, friends. Everybody has a little retriever because you reap what you sow. You're just not going to get out of it. The owner freaks out, and in fear of his own life, he runs over to the brand new truck, grabs his shotgun, and he starts to shoot at his little retriever. And after shooting at the retriever was scared away. And as he was scared away, guess what? The retriever ran right under the brand new truck. Friends, guess what blew up? You got it. The brand new truck along with its faithful retriever. Friends, here's the point. You see the very evidence of your guilt when it blows up in front of your face if you don't receive the mercy that God gave through His Son, Jesus Christ. In this particular situation, the two men were charged for breaking the law. You need to read the moral law. See, because oftentimes what we do is we see those that think they can mock God and break His holy law, Exodus 20, and think that it's funny. They act like they're going to live forever, and they act like they're above a just and a holy God. And it seems to me that these are the first ones to learn that the stick of dynamite is on its way back to its owner, if they'll pay attention. And why is that? Galatians 6, 7 through 8 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Now friends, bringing that back to Hollywood, why are we allowing Hollywood, corruption in Hollywood, corruption in our government? Why are we allowing pornography? Why are we allowing the Planned Parenthoods of the world? Why are we allowing the homosexual agenda? Who's teaching us that this is normal? Who's teaching the American people to normalize the crime? Well, we can't really blame anybody because, friends, wherever we go, we can always go into a hotel room, we can ask for a Bible, and guess what? There's probably a brand new one right upside the top desk in between the two beds. Or you can pull the drawer open and there'll be a brand new one there. And for the most part, you can see it's unscathed, never touched. I like what Charles Spurgeon rightly said. He said, there's many Bibles today where you could write the word damnation on the top of them because there's so much dust. In other words, because the people leave and vacate their duty before a just and holy God, a merciful God, a loving God. And what we need to do as the American people is we need to stand up and get back to that word. Friends, that is my message. I'm never going to get away from it. And I want to tell you this, too. I don't ever want to get away from it. Because what I see what Jesus Christ did for me in the spiritual, and what I see what natural man did through their sacrifice, greater love is this, than no man, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. There's nothing like going to Arlington Cemetery. There's nothing like paying attention, friends, to what people have done on the behalf of what we've got today. And I think the proper way in showing gratitude is to live for what they died for, both in the natural and in the spiritual before the natural. I don't ever want to get away from it because that's the old-time gospel, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of the world, that he is the propitiation of the world. See, I think the problem in America is that most people don't want to come to terms with the fact that we're the ones that are guilty of putting him up on the cross. See, there's none righteous, no, not one. But I'll tell you what, when you're saved by the Spirit of God, you seek to excel in the things of God. It was as what David prayed. He said, perfect that which concerneth me, Lord. And why did he want to be perfected? Because he wanted to represent. And taking that over to the natural again, you go to the tomb of the unknown soldier. And what do you see? You see that these men that actually represent the tomb of the unknown soldier, folks, they shoe shine their shoes for 8 hours. They iron their uniforms. They're volunteers, first and foremost, by the way, friends. But they know that 300,000 people are going to be paying attention, and they only got one showing. And just think about this, friends. They're representing the dead, not the living. And if we can do that in the natural, how much more should we be representing the living? Because if you remember right, and I say this to the church, I say that to those that don't understand Scripture, after Jesus Christ was crucified for the sins of the world, as he was laid out as the propitiation and the sacrifice of the sins of the world, it was interesting that after his resurrection, he went to his disciples, and he said to his disciples, after he showed them the holes in his hands and the holes in his feet, he looked on them and he says, as the Father sent me, he said, so I send you. Why is that a gospel that is so completely contrary to what we see in America today? Self-sacrificial for the purposes of living for him who died for us. My goodness, friends. Let me go back to the natural. I'll never forget this one individual. We did a high school assembly in Iowa, and he was a veteran. He was an older guy, and I walked up to him, and I said, I'm just kind of curious, sir, were you in World War II? And he said, yes, I was, son. I said, can I sit down? Will you convey to me what you've seen and what you were a part of back in World War II? And he said he would do that, and he was humble as pie. And he told me that when he left to go over to Germany, this is a natural story, friends, to teach you spiritual parables, that when he was over in Germany, he went with a company of 50, and after he got over there, he got in a mortar tank, and they left, and he said, we got hit by a mortar, and it blew up three of my buddies right in front of me. And then he said when he got back to the company of 50, he said they were all gone too. And then he put his hand over his mouth as he was shaking, and he said, you just got to put it out of your mind. I want to tell you something, listeners of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I ain't ever going to put it out of my mind, and neither should you, because they did it for all of us. So let's stand.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.